Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a Wednesday, and I'm angry. I'm angry about the fact that there are very valuable public resources, and when they're put in the hands of Democrats, they get turned into garbage. And I want to talk to our friend Dr. Bob Zybak about that. He's a forest scientist, president of Northwest Maps Company, author of the new book called The Elliott, an anthology. And the Elliott Forest is what we're going to talk about. And before I introduce him, Dr. Bob Zybak, welcome to the program. But I got to say, you've got a federal government that owns one third of all the land in all of the United States of America. And in the western part of the United States, the federal government and the state and local governments own gigantic chunks of all the land. In Nevada, it's 90%. Oregon, Washington is closer, you'll know the numbers, probably closer to 50% of the entire state is held by either the federal government, the state government, or county governments. And it seems to me that the Elliott Forest is a great example of handing a hugely valuable resource to the state and having the state deliberately run the value of that resource very close to zero. Am I overstating that?
You're understating it, Lars. Elliott is now losing money, millions of dollars a year, and taxpayers are covering the cost. It should be producing hundreds of millions for our schools. There should be 400 local jobs, and now they're selling carbon credits instead of spotted owl habitat.
And by the way, you showed up and went, in fact, you emailed me because you were going to the state land board's meeting talking about this 91,000-acre Elliott Forest, and you said, is there time to explain this to people? And of course, I'll always make time for that. But they're saying, well, we're going to get carbon credits. And I dove deep enough in the news stories about it after they made the decision to do that, not log it, not turn it into or turn it back to the productive asset it once was, but instead sell carbon credits. And they said, why, they might realize $9 million over 10 years. And I thought, they're saying they may not even make $1 million a year from an asset that was once officially valued at $440 million. And I think you and I have talked about whether it might have even been worth more than that.
It was officially valued at $600,000 or $700,000 in the early 90s.
You mean
90s.
Million?
The value.
$600 or $700 million?
Yes.
Yeah.
$600 or $700 million, yes. And then that was estimated to go well over $1 billion about 12 or 14 years ago because of the growth and the increase in the timber volume. The most recent estimate is less than $100 million. The carbon credits is less than $1 million a year, plus there's overhead for administering it and monitoring it compared to 50 or 60 or 70 million a year with 400 local jobs and tens of millions going to our schools. The whole thing doesn't pencil out.
Well, and this thing of going to carbon credits, because if you lock this up and say, we will agree that this forest will just accumulate carbon, I know there are going to be people saying, well, Lars, that sounds like a sensible plan. Would you mind explaining what's wrong with that plan?
Well, if you think that not logging is going to somehow affect the climate, you've been indoctrinated or you don't know science. That's ridiculous. There's no way. And the worst thing is, look at our federal lands. They locked that up to preserve habitat and to sequester carbon in some cases, and it's all burning up as predicted. Tens of thousands of people are out of work. Millions of wildlife are being killed. The air is being polluted. Estimates are 10,000 people a year are dying in the United States because of wildfire smoke, and somehow these people are saving the planet. The whole thing is a racket.
Well, it does sound like a racket, and let me ask you something. What happens if they sell the carbon credits for the Elliott and then parts of the Elliott burn down? Does that negate the carbon credits? Does the state of Oregon have to even give back the million a year it might make?
Yes, that's it. And then the answer is, what do they do with all of that carbon dioxide that went up in the air when it burnt? Now, we had 11,000 acres. Portland Outfit has been selling carbon credits for a while. They used to be nonprofit. They just went over to a profit-making situation a couple years ago. But they sold the carbon credits on 11,000 acres in Northern California, and it burned up. So there goes all the carbon dioxide up in the air. There's the financial problems that are probably covered by some kind of insurance policy. But now the question is, what do you do with all those dead trees? There's more firewood out there now than when the trees were green. It's going to burn again, and we can see that happening all over Western Oregon on the federal lands. We should have understood that you don't lock up a forest without consequences. The consequences are massive fires, and that's a historic fact. It's documented. So what they're doing is creating a bonfire. It's got nothing to do with carbon credits, and even if they could lock up carbon, it would have zero to do with the climate. That's just a snow job.
And let me ask you about a couple of science-based issues, Doc, because I think you can answer these. Let's assume those 11,000 acres that burned, although the trees don't burn all the way to the ground, there's lots of dead and standing snags that are left. Assume it never catches fire again. As that wood rots, doesn't it release the very thing to the atmosphere that the CO2 crowd is so excited about?
Yes, exactly. And the difference is, too, when a green forest burns, the trees are full of water. After it burns, you've got dry firewood full of pitch. You've got more fuel after a fire. And if you don't salvage it and turn it into products such as 2x4s or paper or something, it's going to burn again, certainly, or it will rot. And either way, all of that carbon dioxide goes up in the air. But the important thing is carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. That's a sales job. It's the building block of life. And we've had more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It produces more food. We've had greening of deserts. That's all been measured. Those are all very positive things, not a pollutant.
The last science question, Doc, I want to ask you about is this. Could you make the argument that if you sensibly log these 91,000 acres in the Elliott, and then having cut the trees down and turned them into pieces of wood, furniture, windows, houses, whatever, that will lock that carbon up indefinitely, maybe even 100 years, if you replant that forest, will those young growing trees incorporate more CO2 than a bunch of old trees that you cut down to make lumber?
Absolutely. If you're trying to sequester carbon, then you have to turn the trees into some kind of product before they die, because everything dies. So the idea that you can, but the whole idea of managing a forest for carbon is the same thing as managing the ocean for salt. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's just the big lie. It's politically very useful, and a small number of people make a lot of money off of carbon credits and off the legal challenges to this racket.
It is a racket. Dr. Bob Zybeck, who's a forest scientist, president of Northwest Maps, Oregon has cut a deal to say the Elliott Forest will not be managed, it will not be logged, it will not be replanted, it's just going to be there. And they're going to sell the carbon credits, and they're going to accomplish maybe $1 million a year instead of tens of millions of dollars that forest once produced for the Common School Fund. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show and the Radio Northwest Network.